What is up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 133, Strong the Iron Will Way. So as you guys know by now, in my opinion, much of the this game is mindset, right? The right mental approach to self-improvement, getting better, getting stronger, getting in shape. And there are so many places where people look at this whole thing in a way that's not helpful, I think, to achieving their goals, and it shuts them down before they even try. And I'll tell you let's talk about one of those ways that this drives me crazy. This might be like one of the dumbest things I've ever heard when it comes to comments about people who are in shape or muscular or whatever. So it's not uncommon for someone to look at somebody who's really muscular and say, oh, well, what about when that person stops? What about when I stop? Is that all going to go to fat? What about but when that person stops? That's all going to go away. Yeah, of course it's going to all fucking go away. That's the most ridiculous question I ever heard. This is the same principle that keeps people from going on quote-unquote diets, because when they come off the diet, they're going to gain everything back. That's why you can't approach it like a diet. You can't approach it like a temporary thing. Like, when you lift weights, you build muscle. When you go on a diet, you lose fat. When you stop lifting weights, you stop building muscle, and the muscles go away. Okay? When you stop dieting, you put on body fat. That's how it fucking works. So if you want to be lean and muscular, you need to lift weights all the time, and you need to be, let's not call it dieting, but you need to be watching what you eat all the time. So you're not watching what you eat, you're not going to look that way. Understanding that concept and accepting that is huge. Because if you're trying to find a solution that's going to just be fucking permanent once you get there, that doesn't happen. There is no workout program that makes you look and feel awesome, and then when you stop, it continues to work, okay? But to not start because of the thought that one day when you stop, it's not going to work anymore is ridiculous. When you don't work, you don't get paid, right? But you still go to work every day because you need that money to live and have a life. You can't look at it like, well, I'm not even going to bother working because if I don't work for a week, I don't get paid. Like, nobody does that, right? So if working out makes you feel awesome, but knowing that when you stop working out, you're not going to feel awesome anymore, you just work out all the time. You don't stop, and you always feel awesome. It's amazing to me, this sounds absurd as I'm saying this out loud, but it's amazing to me how many people literally don't do so many things, and that's how they justify it. It won't stay there, right? I'll do all that work to get muscular and look like that guy or that girl, but then when I stop, it'll all go away. So it will not turn to fat. Muscle doesn't turn to fat. If you look at a former pro bodybuilder who retires, they don't become the same size person but fat. They just lose. Muscles just deflate and go away, and they become pretty much more normal if they're not training and eating the same way they were when they were competing. But that's how it works, and that's the whole process. So yes, don't go on an unsustainable diet to achieve a level that you can't keep up with, but understand that you're going to have to change your eating habits forever if you want to look better and then stay that way. If you want to get weight off and then keep the weight off, you can't go on a new eating program, drop 50 pounds, and then go back to your old eating program and maintain the weight loss. It doesn't fucking work that way. You have to adopt the new way of eating as your way of eating and eat that way all the time. You have to adopt a workout program and keep that program all the time. If you train less frequently, less intensely over time, you're not going to maintain the same level of your body. The way you look and feel is not going to be the same. But why would you want to stop something that's making you feel good and look good? So even if it were only temporary, even if you knew that in 5 years, let's just play a game, in 5 years, you're going to have to stop exercising. You're going to have to stop eating right. Something will happen, and you'll be unable to exercise, and you'll be unable to eat healthy. So at that point on, you're going to look like shit, and you're going to feel like shit. Would you not bother right now because in 5 years you're not going to be able to? Or would you rather say, hey, for 5 years at least, I'm going to look and feel awesome, and then I'll deal with that when I can? I would hope you would choose that plan. I would hope you would choose, hey, I'm going to do everything in my power right now to look and feel amazing, and then when the day comes that I can't, I can't. That's 5 years and I'm going to feel good, versus, hey, I'm not going to be able to do it then, so I might as well just stop now, and that's five extra years of feeling crappy. So many people approach their life and even aging in that way, you know, knowing that at some point this is going to go away, at some point that's going to go away. Yeah, but why not enjoy it while it's not away, while it's here, and you can. So even if you had 1 week to just look and feel good, in my opinion, it would be totally worth it. And along those lines, you know, when you are training to get to a certain point, what people don't realize is even in the process of getting there, you immediately feel better. I can't tell you how many people have started training and within 2 or 3 weeks, they feel so much better and so much different. And clearly they're not going to look a whole lot different. Their body is not going to have physically changed a whole lot. But it will definitely change your state of mind, your kind of emotional well-being, and all those things almost instantly. So that's it, guys. Just a short one. I guess that's kind of a rant today. But, you know, don't let the fear of what might happen when you stop keep you from achieving something or even starting on something. You know, don't worry about what's going to happen when it goes away. Worry about what happens when it's happening. Later, guys.